Welcome into prayer time here on 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB, Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. It's the 22nd day of October. It's a Tuesday. As we say, good morning to you. Dr. J. Allen Blair gets you to thinking. He wrote an article called God Sees It All. And his son-in-law, Gary Janes, shared that with me, and I appreciate that. Dr. Blair was a prolific writer and preacher. He wrote a lot of books. When he wrote about this, he was writing about 1 Kings chapter 14. In 1 Kings chapter 14, we read about a blind prophet by the name of Ahijah, who had reached the sunset years of his life. Although Ahijah was blind, this did not cloud the vision of his spiritual eyes. By faith, he could see many things those with normal eyesight could not. Now, this offers hope for those in Christ who are suffering from physical infirmities. Our physical infirmities never need curtail our spiritual development. Though incapacitated and weak physically, one may possess the kind of faith that moves mountains. If you're someone who has had a hard time hearing, or your eyesight's going, or if you're suffering from some other physical malady, be assured that nothing has happened to you but such as is common to man. Never feel sorry for yourself, but rejoice in the realization that regardless of the extent of your tribulations, the consolations of Christ will exceed them by far. Many of the privations about which we feel discouraged are often the effects of God's love being transmuted into mercy. God is capable of turning our losses into gains and our curses into blessings. Ahijah was an old man. It might seem that he had outlived his usefulness. After all, what could a blind man do? He might just as well have prayed to be taken to his eternal home. But not Ahijah. He was not one to sit and wait for the long hours to pass until death. He was a man of God. Ahijah had no thoughts of death, for there was work that was remaining. You know, it would have been sin for him to pray to be taken home when there was work to be done. God was not through with Ahijah, or this faithful servant would have already been in his heavenly home. No believer has a right to want to be in heaven when God wants him here. It's a natural thing for every true believer to have an earnest desire to be with Christ. Paul talked about that. But to be with him before our appointed time is not according to the plan or will of God. When our work on this earth ends, God will call us unto himself. But regardless of our situation, as long as we are here, God has a purpose for each born-again believer. Daily, the child of God should awaken and ask this: what is it today, Lord? What would you have me to do? From 1 Kings chapter 14, we're told part of the work that God had for Ahijah to do. Abijah, the son of Jeroboam, had become critically ill. Jeroboam had received previous help from the prophet Ahijah. In desperation, he said to his wife, "Go to Ahijah and inquire and see what's going to happen to our baby," to our child, actually. He requested that his wife disguise herself. Why the disguise? Because formerly, after Ahijah helped Jeroboam, Jeroboam forgot all about the prophet and he forgot about God. He left them behind. Thus, Jeroboam feared Ahijah might recall the incident. Further, he was afraid that he might receive bad news as a result of his rebellious attitude toward God Almighty. So King Jeroboam's wife went on her way, not dressed as the wife of a king, but as a poor peasant passing through the countryside. No one recognized her, but what a surprise she received when she reached her destination. As soon as the blind prophet heard her footsteps, he said, "Come in, thou wife of Jeroboam, why feignest thou thyself to be another? For I am sent to thee with heavy tidings," 1 Kings 14:6. All along the way, she had deceived those who saw her, but this blind man, he couldn't see her in the physical, but he realized who she was immediately. God revealed that to him. He wasn't able to do it on his own, but God revealed it to him. So what's the lesson to be learned? Simply that it's impossible to hide from Almighty God. You might deceive your closest loved ones, but you won't deceive God. Hebrews 4:13, "Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do." God knows about each of us. He's aware of our shortcomings. He sees our sin. No one can escape the eye of God. You might forge the figures, you might pad the expense account, you might deceive your customers, but God says in Galatians 6, 7, and 8, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And so, that is the truth. There is a truth here, and it is the truth that when God is looking on us, he sees everything. He doesn't miss any of it, doesn't miss a part of it, doesn't wonder in amazement at us, but he knows everything from the beginning to the ending. And you know, that's reassuring for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, those who have placed our faith in Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the truth of your word, and we thank you for this example of where Ahijah, although blind, understood exactly who was standing before him, even though they were disguised. His blindness couldn't keep him from seeing, nor could the disguise keep him from seeing. And Lord, we thank you that you are the one that told him and showed him, that gave him the information. And Lord, I thank you that you are not blinded in any fashion, and we cannot deceive you, but that you see the end from the beginning and all the good and the bad. And so, Lord, we bow before you this morning. We thank you for the fact that you love us in spite of ourselves, and that you have clothed those of us who have placed our faith in Jesus Christ. You have clothed us in the righteousness of Christ, not in our own filthy rags. Now, Lord, I pray that you would use the ministry of WHCB in the lives of those who listen today, and that your word would go forward, and that your word would be made known to these who listen. Now, Father, we ask for your provision for each one of us, and for each that listen, and each that work here at WHCB. Now, Father, we love you, and we want to serve you the best way we can, so you empower us to do so, and guide us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.